Ray Huxley joins us to preview. How are you, Ray?
I'm very well, thanks, Nat, and well, welcome back.
Thank you kindly. There might be a bit come out of this program today. Looks to be a nice little meeting.
Yeah, it is. It's a better quality than the usual Monday meeting. It's transferred from Friday, of course, yeah, but I think we can find a few winners there today.
Okay, we kick things off race one with a three-year-old maiden over 1,300, and this race is clear of scratchings. Number one, Agent Fiscal is at 3.30, Aurora Charm at 5, then we're down to Sky Touch at 4, Occultation is at 7, and Ogolution at $8.50.
Couple of tongue twisters down the bottom there. I think punters will get away to a good start here with number one, Agent Fiscal, who ran second here on debut. Wasn't particularly fancy. Drifted out from $4 out to $6.50. Led around the home turn. Held on pretty well. It was only a small field, but it held on pretty well. I only got beaten a long neck when it ran second there. Behind Igniter, then went to Cranbourne after that and struck a wet track and didn't perform all too well. But at Caulfield last start, when he was a 20-1 chance, he led them and led round the home turn in a 1,400-metre race there and only got beaten a length and three-quarters behind Royal Performance. She's dropping back to a stall maiden, and with those three runs under his belt, I would say that he is the one to beat. Didn't mind the run of number 10, Ogolution, when it battled on to run fourth last start. Number 7, Sky Touch, was okay, running second at Tatura on debut. And next best will put in number 2, Aurora Charm, 1, 10, 7 and 2.
So we go 1 from 10, 7 and 2. Over to race 2, this is a maiden 1,100. You can take out runners 5 and 9. We've got number 4, Wherever Hugo at 4. Down to 9.50 for Lake Lonnie. Greedy's at $1.80, the favourite, and the old bird at 6.
Yeah, Greedy is a filly by Zoo Star, so it was certainly bred to be have plenty of speed. Its only two runs have been both at Sandown at midweek meetings. It's performed okay. It ran second last in both, but wasn't too far away, particularly the last run on the Lakeside track. It was only beaten 3.5 lengths there and was turned out for a spell. As I say, a very well-bred filly in the Mark Cavanagh stable, and a very, very weak field here. I can understand it being very short. I'm not sure, too sure that I want to rush in and take odds on, but looking at the field, you'd say, well, if this has got a bit of ability, then it'll beat these. 7 clearly on top. Very struggle to find dangers to it. 7 from 1, 4 and 6.
So we go 7 from 1, 4 and 6. Now the third race, take out 3, 5 and 7. We've got number 1, Bomb Blast at 7. $4 for Mellon Macarona, down to 8.50 Apache. 5 for Jet Print, 3.50 Miss Matilda and Stable Me at 4.60.
Yeah, extremely open race. I like Jet Print. I know she's an 8-year-old mare, and she's going round in a maiden, but she's an 8-year-old mare, but she's only ever had 8 starts in her career, and her last couple of runs haven't been too bad. She resumed from a spell at Wangaratta back in November and ran a handy fourth, then came out and was only a length and three quarters behind them in a fair maiden at Seymour, went up to Wagga where it had no luck and still ran second in a field of 12, and at Benalla last start, it stuck on pretty well to run sixth in a field of 11, only beaten a length and a half. Now, very significant jockey change today with Linda Meach going on, and that's enough to swing me around to Jet Print. Put it on top from number 11, Miss Matilda. Her best form has definitely been over a lot more ground. First up from a spell, she might sprint okay. Hasn't raced since July, but she's definitely going to be better when she gets over more ground. Number 4, Mellow Macarona, has got blinkers on for the first time today, so I'll put it in among the chances. And number 1, Bomb Blast, has shown ability on occasions, but it's a pretty weak race. Maybe the 8-year-old mare can break through today. 9 from 11, 4 and 1.
9 from 11, 4 and 1. We now go over to race 4, the 58, over 2,000. Take out runners 3, 4 and also the 10. We've got number 1, Captain Argento at 8. 3.50 Live Strength, 4.60 Wolf King. Deja Doom is at 4, 360 Lope de Field, and we're looking at longer odds the others.
Yeah, very keen here on number 2, Life Strength. I think this is a really nice race for this gelding. His last few runs have been good. His only failure was three starts ago on a soft track at Terang. The rest of his form is very good, including a win here in 58 grade over 1,600 metres in October. Came from well back in the field with a pretty powerful run to get up and beat quite a useful field. Carrie Ann ran second and Zell Signore ran third. So it was a pretty handy 58 grade. And then after that, its form suggests that it's definitely looking for more ground. And I think getting over to 2,000 metres today will be terrific. Two starts ago at Ararat, it missed the start, came from last on the home turn and ran third, only beaten a length and a half, and then at Geelong last time in a much stronger race than this. It was only beaten a length and a quarter in a stronger race than this. So I think it might be the best for the day, Life Strength. I put it on top from number 6, Deja Doom. It broke through at its third start last time when they stepped him up in distance. He beat a very weak field. But now that he's broken through, he may keep on improving. Number 5, Wolf King. It won in a very weak field last start. And then to number 7, Lope the Field. 6, 5 and 7 are stepping up in distance, stepping up in class. Number 2 has a win at 58 grade. And I think he's the one that's really suited by the 2,000 metres. So I'll go 2, 6, 5 and 7.
2 from 6, 5, 7. Fifth race is over 1,600. It's the first leg of the quaddy. Takeout runners 4 and 6. Number 1, Tradici at 5. 250, Pritchett. Pewter, who's at 240. Peninsula Boy at 850. And you've got Lady Dee, who's a $9 chance.
Yeah, I thought maybe the top three here, maybe just the 2 and the 3. I like Pritchett. Noonee Valley last start. It was right up on the placing with the placings all the way, and it fought on very strongly in the straight to run sixth. It was only beaten 4.5 lengths, and that was in 64 grade. The previous runner that ran fourth at Caulfield in 64 grade and beaten less than 2 lengths. I would say that it's ideally suited in a race like this, so I've got the 2 on top ahead of Pewter, who does get back but runs on quite strongly. And then 1 and 5, 2, 3, 1 and 5.
So we go 2 from 3, 1 and 5. Then we go to race number 6, 64, 1100. We're number 1, Aloof at 7, 550 time forward. Good offers at 9, 8 there for Mulk. Guess again 330 and Pink Pigs at 550.
Yeah, I like number 6 here in Guess Again. Form is quite good for a race like this. Last run was at Moonee Valley. It was led them up around the home turn and was only beaten 2.5 lengths behind Immaculate Secret. It's going to find this a heck of a lot easier. That was a benchmark fillies and mares race, a 70, and now dropping back to 64 grade, going to be very hard to beat the 6. I put in number 2, Time Forward. For second, it ran on quite well for an easy win in pretty weak company at Ararat last start. Number 1, Aloof, and then to number 5, Bulk. 6 from 2, 1 and 5.
6 from 2, 1, 5. Now race 7. This is over 1,300. You can take out 3, 4 and also the 8. We've got number 5, Royal Spinner, 850. Two equal favourites in Indian Thunder and Surprise Baby. They're both at 230, and you're looking at longer odds the others.
Yeah, they look the main ones, the 6 and the 7. The 6, it was a good run when it ran second at Warrnambool two starts ago, and it got narrowly beaten and came from a long way back in the field, and then went to Caulfield last start, and again got a long way back in a benchmark 70, and did make up very good ground to beaten only 2 lengths behind a very smart galloper in Hangman. So that convinces me that he's going to be very hard to beat here. On the downside, he hasn't won a race for 13 months, but his last few runs, he's going well. He's had 7 runs this time in, and it's taken him a long time to get fit after a 200-plus day spell, but his last couple of runs indicated that he's really improved, so I think he can win this from number 7, Surprise Baby. Very good wins in very weak company at Horsham. It's only 2 starts, but it's done a very good job. It got into trouble the first time and was able to overcome it and win, and then at Horsham last start on a heavy track, it missed the start and came from last on the home turn to win by a length and a half. This is a lot harder, but I think it's probably the danger to Indian Thunder. I think they'll fight it out the 6 and 7, so I'm going 6, 7, next best 5 and 12.
6, 7, 5, 12, and then over to race 8, the 58-1300, and he can take out 1, 2, and also the 4, number 3, Anna Nicole Snitz at 5, 5 Universal Thief, 3.40 She's Our Gift, down to Vols, who's at 5.50, and Mary's Pride at $5.
Yeah, I like Anna Nicole Snitz, one of the best-named horses in the country. This mare has had the one run back from the spell, ran sixth at Yarra Glen, was only beaten 2.25 lengths, will be improved by that, had good form last time in, and I think it will be very, very hard from an inside gate here. Put in number 10 for second, She's Our Gift. It was a good first up run and on its home track here. Number 13, Mary's Pride, I think is a really good chance in a race like this, but does have a wide barrier to overcome, but also has Linda Meach in the saddle. And then to number 5, Universal Thief. 3 from 10, 13 and 5.
3 from... What were those numbers?
13,
13 and 5. Okay, Ray, what about a best roughy quaddie in your player of the day?
I think the best is race 4, number 2, Life's Drink. I think the value bet is in the last, race 8, number 3, Anna Nicole Snitz. And for the play of the day, I like race 1, number 1, All Up, race 4, number 2. And for the quadrilla, first leg 2, 3, second leg 1, 2, 5 and 6, third leg 6, 7, last leg 3, 5, 10 and 13.
Very good, Ray. Good punting. Thank you.